The Talk About podcast was designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. Recently, we've been focused on issues and topics that are associated with the United States. But we all know that the Black community expands far beyond the borders of the United States. And that's why on the upcoming season on Talk About with Ron, I want to take the podcast international and start talking to different members of the Black community that were not born and raised in the United States. I want to hear from you. I want to hear your stories. I want to hear what are the challenges that you face as a Black person in your country. Now, whether it's good or bad, you know, economic or not, I want to understand your country, the Black community. We need to come together, and we should come together and understand each other. Because my experiences as a Black American or African American is not the same as yours. I've sat down and I've talked to different Black people from around the world and, you know, who live here in the United States from other countries. And the experience is totally different. I want to hear that. I want to share that experience with other Black people. You know, my experiences you've learned from me, and I have international listeners. And I want to invite you to come onto my show and talk to me and tell the world about your country. Represent your country. Represent where you're from. Tell everybody what they should know about your country. I want to open those doors up to everybody because, like I said earlier, the Black community extends far beyond the boundaries of the United States border. I want to talk to all of you. I want to hear your experience. I want to share your experiences, and you can be an ambassador for your country and tell everybody what they should know about your country, you, how you're raised, your culture, your experiences, your view in life, everything. If you would like to come on the podcast and discuss your country and where you're from, there's a link down below. You can go onto my show and register as a guest. You can contact me directly on Facebook. It's the Ron Frazier Sr. You can go to my website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com. And you can have access to send me a message directly, or you can register as a guest, fill out the registration form, and I will contact you. This invitation also goes out to people who live in the United States that are from other countries, that were born and raised in other countries. So don't think that just because you live in the United States that you can't come on and be a part of this experience. I know that there are many people in the United States who were just moved here in the last 5-10 years and who have extensive experience in their country where you come from. So this invite goes to everyone that were not born and raised in the United States. So I invite you all to come be a part of the Talk About with the Ron Black Experience World Tour. Welcome back to Talk About, a podcast designed to discuss topics related to modern culture and society that affects the Black community. And I am your host, Theron Frazier. Before we get started with this week's episode, I would like to share some information with you guys. We now have a website, www.talkaboutwiththeron.com, where you can go there and support the show by using one of our affiliate links. There are several links there, one for Amazon, one for Fiverr, and one for Instacart. We also have a Patreon page where you can go and donate. And if you have a business, you can actually have a tier where we can promote your business on our Patreon page. Just go to www.talkaboutwiththeron.com and go to become a member. You can also subscribe there and leave your email address, and you will get the latest updates on the podcast. Welcome back to another episode of Talk About with Ron. I'm your host, Ron Frazier. So this week, we're going to continue the world tour with Brazil Part 3. And Anna's going to really go into detail because everything we've talked about so far, this episode is going to bring it all together. Now you really get to see the comparisons I've been making between Brazil and the United States. You're going to talk about the Black history and their food and their culture when it comes to food and how it compares to what we have here as soul food. You're going to hear about the Christ on top of the mountain there and how they got it there in Brazil and how we compare it to something that we have similar here in the United States. We're going to be talking about police brutality and racism and how it is affect them there in Brazil and how it affects us, you know, in the United States and the comparison there. You're going to hear more about places to visit in Brazil and, you know, similar to their government, how their government is set up there and how our government is set up here. There's a lot of comparison. You're going to start wondering like, wow, Brazil and the United States have so much in common. You know, they're kind of like twin countries, you know, with the culture and what they do there and how things are done. So welcome back to this episode. And I want to say thank you guys for listening. And this is part three with Theron and Anna on Brazil. So Christ on top of the mountain, what's the origination of that? Because, you know, we have the Statue of Liberty here and our landmarks here. But the Christ on the mountain, you see that a lot on movies and books and stuff. Can you tell everybody about that?
It was a gift from France to Brazil. And they decided to put this on the top of the mountains. And it became the symbol of Rio, the symbol of Brazil, because it's so beautiful. From the top, you have an amazing view of the city. Have you ever been there?
I saw it. When I was there, we saw it. We see it from a distance. But I never, mm-hmm. we never went up there to actually, you know, visit it. You know, it's funny because France love giving gifts, don't they? Because they gave us the Statue of Liberty.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Did you know that? So. Yes. Did you know that?
No.
The Statue of Liberty was a gift from France to the United States. So they like giving out statues.
Yes. Actually, it was a priest of, because it's a religion. It's we are Catholic here in Brazil. The majority is Catholic. And it was a gift from a priest, a French priest, because they wanted to build like a church on the top of the mountain, and he wants to have like a symbol of the Catholic here, because underneath of the Christ, underneath of the statue, there is a small church. I don't know if you knew about this, but on the top, underneath the statue, there is a small church. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow, that's interesting. Wow, mm-hmm. I did not know that. I'm learning something new.
No, there is a very famous landscape here is the Sugarloaf too. It's a cable car. This cable car links two slums, two hills, and there is a cable car between them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. So the cable car between
the Sugarloaf.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. You know what? I think we saw that. And it's in Rio, right?
It's in Rio.
Okay, I think we saw that. We were talking about getting on it, but we was like, nah. But I mm-hmm. think we did see that. We saw the cart because it's the cable cart going across the hills. We saw that. I know when I was there, you know, we wanted to have some authentic Brazilian food, right? So you took us to this Brazilian restaurant, and I'll never forget this.
I guess you didn't like it.
I know. I remember
your
what you told
didn't
me.
Like.
It was different for us. It was a traditional Brazilian restaurant you took us. It was like a buffet style, and it mm-hmm. had all the traditional Brazilian foods there. And we just start putting different foods on our plate. But mm-hmm. I remember at some point, we couldn't recognize it. We asked you what it was. Like, what's this? So I just put some food on my, some meats on my plate, and I was sitting there eating. And I asked you, I was like, I said, what is this white stuff right here? And you said, it's the way you said it. It was like, you said, it's the inside of the cow. And I was like, the inside, like, you said, you know, yeah, like the stomach or the, I was like, intestines? You was like, yeah. I was like, oh no. You remember that?
Yes.
I do eat chitlins. We call it chitlins. It's pig intestines. And we eat that here. I eat it. You know, I'm from mm-hmm. the South. Mm-hmm. But cow, I guess my wife, they eat that in Jamaica. They call it tripe. So it's, I was like, oh no. It was, because it's got a different texture than the pork and intestines. It's totally different. And then there was, yes. And then there was this other meat I was eating, and I think it was chicken. But, you know, it was in this brown, like, brown. It looked to me like it was gravy. But you explained to us that it was the chicken blood or something like that. Is that correct?
Yeah,
that was different. I was like, oh my goodness, this is totally different. But it was good. I couldn't eat the tripe or the cow intestine. I didn't eat that, but the chicken was good. What are some of the other Brazilian foods that, you know, the world should know about, and you know, that you guys eat there that, you know, should hear about? Tell us.
Just to tell you, the first food you mentioned is feijoada. Feijoada is a very tradition food here in Brazil. It is with beans, black beans, and all kind of parts of the cow. and the origin of this food, it was made by the slavers with the rest of the cow. The white people, they usually eat the best parts of the cow, and the rest of the things they gave to the slavers, and the slavers, they cooked these parts, and they invented the feijoada, and we have this traditional dish until nowadays. That's the story of the feijoada.
Can I say something before you keep going? I want you to finish the food stuff, but being that you said that, that is so just like here in the United States. When there was food, there was parts of the animals that the white people did not eat that they gave to the slaves. And they start making, like, you know, chitlins and pig feet, pigtail, all these types of food that was made from the leftover, and we end up calling it soul food. And this is a traditional food that black people eat now, up until now. So it's interesting that you said that, because it's exactly the same thing that has happened here. The foods that we eat that, you know, it's just traditional. We call it soul food. So, wow. Now go ahead, finish. Other foods.
Here in Rio it's very common. The feijoada is very common. Fish, we eat fish a lot. And also we have in the north of Brazil, we have a very peculiar food from the Amazon. Very different food from the ones who eat here in Rio in São Paulo. The fruits are very different, the fish are different, but I would say that the Amazon, we have an Indian influence. It's very strong, totally different from here, from this southeast area of Brazil. Yeah, depends on the state you are, depends on the region you are, you have specific or traditional foods. Yeah. But we eat a lot fish. Feijoada is very common here. Different fruits we eat a lot. Different fruits and roots. cassava and other kind of roots we eat a lot. Yeah, it's a very many different foods. Depends on the region you were.
Okay. What are some of the, let me change the subject a little bit. So who are some of the famous people that's coming, you know, that's from Brazil, that artists or actors or people that's known worldwide that comes out of Brazil that people may not have known?
Yeah, I don't know if you, in the United States they are famous, but we have so many good actors here. We have nowadays we have a very famous black activist writer. Her name is Djamila Ribeiro, but I don't know if you know. She is a very active activist against racism. She fights against all kind of racism here, and also she's a philosopher, and she wrote so many important books here in Brazil, and one of them is a manual to teach the young generation how to be an anti-racist. Mm. So this book is spread used in the schools. And it's a kind of way to trying to change the people's mind for the next generation, and start this when they are very young. So we have Djamila Ribeiro. But I believe that Brazilian people, they are not famous in the United States. I don't know why. But they are not well-known in the United States. But we have so many good actors like Black actors, Lázaro Ramos, we have Milton Gonçalves, but they're very famous here in Brazil. I don't know. I don't believe that they're well known in the United States.
Well, you guys got like athletes and everything, right? I know you got like what you call football, we call soccer.
Soccer games. We have Neymar. I don't know if you know, but we... And the Olympic Games, we have a gymnastic, Rebecca, she won the artist competition.
Okay.
It's famous in the last year, the Olympic Games.
Yeah. Is the one that's going on now or the Summer Games?
Not the winter. The summer games.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's right. You said gymnastics, duh.
Yeah, gymnastics.
You did mention that your activists there that, you know, try to help black people in racism in the younger generation. Do you guys have like police brutality against black people there like we have here? Like our situation we had with George Floyd? I know you mentioned that when you guys go places that people think you shouldn't be there. You know, people look down on you because that's happened to us here as well. But also, like, when you have interaction with the police, do they pick on black people more than they pick on white people there?
Every day. Every day. Every time. It's like so often it happens here that we have so many movements trying to change this, but this is so difficult because we have to change the mindset. We have to change the whole generation. We have to change because we have black people is the suspicious profile, and
yes,
the police, even the black ones.
Yes.
They assume that the black people are blamed. They assume that they are robber. They assume they are doing something wrong. So they don't ask. They just shot. Sometimes they shot dad. Yeah, you would say it's the same. The same happens in Brazil, the same you have in the United States, we have here in Brazil. because the police here assume that black people are robbers. They are doing something wrong just because we have the suspicious profile. So if you are black, and as I told you, if you enter to a store or you have a very expensive car and you are driving a car, the police stop you and you may suffer some kind of brutality if you try to react, if you try to argue with the police. It's the treatment is totally different comparing to white people. It's so clear. It's a huge problem you have here, and I would say it's the same problem you have in the United States. We have here. It's the same.
Wow. And you know, when the George Floyd incident happened, and when George Floyd was murdered, mm-hmm. I'm gonna say it for what it is, and mm-hmm. we was protesting here in the United States. To see the reaction of around the world. Now, most people, let me break this down, because that's what most people don't get. When we were protesting here in the United States, and then the protests broke out in South America and Europe mm-hmm. and Asia and all these different regions of the world, they weren't protesting because the police killed George Floyd. I want my listeners to understand that. They weren't coming along with the United States or supporting black people in the United States because of what happened to George Floyd. They was coming along and getting involved because it was happening to them there as well in their own countries. A lot of mm-hmm. places mm-hmm. is having the exact same problems we're having with racism and police brutality and all that stuff. And they wanted to stop because, and tell me mm-hmm. if I'm wrong, at least for Brazil, it sounds like it's the same. Mm-hmm. When you guys were protesting in Brazil, you weren't just protesting because of what happened to us here in the United States. You were protesting because it's happening to yes. you there. And you understand, you can exactly. relate to what was going on. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. It's correct. This is exactly what happened here. We saw like a mirror. It's the same. So we are tiring of these kind of things, and we try to get together and try to show that the same happens here in Brazil. And George Floyd was like a motivation to people to stand up. And to fight for the rights. It was like something that really encouraged us to keep fighting for our rights here, because it's the same, it happened the same, it's equal, it's the same. No difference at all.
I didn't realize that until we had this conversation that what you guys experienced is exactly what we experience here. And that's exactly why I wanted to do this world tour, because I want to know what's going on with black people around the world. If you're experiencing the same thing in your country we're experiencing here, it's important for everyone to know that. And it's good to hear that we're in this fight together. You know, we're experiencing the same thing. We're fighting for the same freedom, the same equality, you know, and I hate that people, mm-hmm. you know, don't, there's people out there who really don't understand that, who think that, especially, you know, I'm going to say for what it is, if you're not black, or, and I'm not going to say black, just black people only, because Hispanic people, they have the same issues we have. They treat Hispanic people just as bad as they treat black people. That's why they say black and brown people, because if you're not white, you get stereotyped a certain way. And every race has their own stereotype. I'm not going to say just black people, but you get treated as a criminal, and the criminalization the color of your skin. Yeah. My skin has mm-hmm. no bearing on the type of person that I am. You know, and people need mm-hmm. to understand that. Just because you see me and you see my skin color doesn't mean that I'm a threat to you. And it's so obvious mm-hmm. with all the stuff that's going on that it's yeah. automatically seen as a threat. So I applaud you mm-hmm. for pointing that out. Mm-hmm. Now, before I was talking to you, I was talking about why I started the podcast and I wanted to do something for the Black community and help the Black community. I understand that you yourself is involved in doing something to help the Black community. Can you tell my listeners about that?
Yeah. Last year I started volunteering my time once a week as a tutor in an online English course. And this course is aimed to help Black poor women here in Brazil, because here in Brazil is difficult for Black people to have access to an English course, and to speak another language is crucial here in Brazil, especially English. And if you go to a pub, if you go to a school, when you finish the school, we have English classes, but they are not enough. When you finish, when you graduate, you are not able to communicate properly in English. So people have to pay for private English course. And Black people here, the majority, they don't have money to pay for this. So a group of teachers here in Brazil, they create a course, an online course, almost for free, because you pay very little. And they teach English as a second language for Black women, and everybody's Black. Teachers, the secretary, the students, the tutors. It's like a requirement to be Black to take part in this course. And this is a way to help our community, our Black community, to have better opportunities in their life. As students, as professions, professionals, and in every area of their lives. Because English here in Brazil, they open the doors. We say English open the doors, abre as portas in Portuguese, to get a better job, to travel, to communicate with foreign people is... it's a way of helping people to improve their lives. This is a kind of job. I'm very happy to be in this project, and to take part in this project. Yeah, trying to help in some way, to giving back what I had, the opportunities, the chances I had in my life.
Do you guys have a lot of students that sign up?
Yeah, the recent class, we have like 30
oh, wow.
students in two groups, 15-15.
Wow.
Two groups.
What's the website? If mm-hmm. A young Brazilian lady wanted to go to your website and learn how to, or sign up to learn to speak English, what website should they go to?
Yeah, I need to check because it's changed. I'm not sure, 100% sure. So I would like, if I have a chance, I can share it late. Can I share late the correct
website? Tell you what
website?
I'll do. Once you send me the website, I'm going to post the website in my show notes. So if you're in Brazil and you're a young lady and you're Black, I know that's very specific. Mm-hmm. You can you can go to my show notes and click on the bottom of the website and or this particular okay. show and the website for the courses, the English courses that Anna Tutor is will be there. You can register to join the course. All right.
Great.
So mm-hmm. I got a couple more questions and I'll let you go. What are some of the holidays you guys celebrate there in Brazil? I know we talked about Carnival, but that's really, a tradition. But what other are your holidays? I know you have the traditional Christmas and everything, but what's your holidays?
Yeah, we are Catholic. country. So we celebrate many saints, like the patron of Brazil is 12th of October, is a saint. The mainly holidays here in Brazil are related to religion, the Catholic religion. And also we have the Independence Day, this is September, the 7th of September. We have a Republic Day, when we became a republic. It's also celebrated here in Brazil. And the Carnival is a huge holiday. Christmas time is a very traditional. People celebrate a lot here in Brazil. We don't have a Thanksgiving holiday here. We don't have. I'd say that the majority is religion, related to Catholic religion here.
So what's your favorite holiday? I'm assuming it's going to be Carnival.
Yes, the Carnival, because it's the biggest.
So when you guys do Carnival, like, yeah, is everybody off from work? Is that like a vacation week from work, or how's that?
It's a vacation. It's a vacation. The country stops.
Oh, wow.
For 1 week.
Wow. We really. See, Americans, we work a lot, and we don't take vacation like we should. And, you know, But a lot of people can't vacation, because that's a lot of people here work jobs that don't have vacation time. That's interesting to learn, too. So I'm sure there's a lot of people there who really don't get vacation time. So that's probably the best time they have, right?
Yeah. Here in Brazil, we have 1 month as a paid vacation time. If you work for 1 year, after 1 year, you can take 30 days.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's just standard with most companies, or? Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot. All companies.
Uh-huh. See, like here, you work at McDonald's, you're not getting no vacation time. You work at Walmart? No, there's no vacation time. You can just take off whenever. You can request off, but like my son, he work at Walmart. You know, they don't get no vacation time. Not that I know of. I had to talk to him again about it, because, you know, he is part-time. So, you know, but, you know, right. I only worked at those jobs when I was in high school. So I really can't really truly speak on, you know, what they actually get. But I know he don't get it. But I admit, he may be not getting it because he's part-time as well. So let me backtrack on that. If I was going to Brazil, what are some of the places, you know, some of the listeners can go visit while visiting Brazil? What are some of the top spots and you recommend?
Yeah, I believe that everybody should go to Amazon. I went in 2019. It was the best trip ever in my life, because you have like an amazing nature in Amazon. So I believe that everybody should go.
You mean like the Amazon rainforest?
The rainforest. Yes.
Wow. Yes. You know, in my mind, every time I think about the Amazon, I think about, I guess because I'm so afraid of snakes, I think about anacondas, I think about snakes, I think about lizards, I think about all that stuff that you find in the rainforest.
Yeah, but you can take tours, and it's very safe. It's very safe, very organized. And you can see the amazing sunset and sunrise. You can see that the nature is so vibrant. It's so huge. It's incredible. I believe that everybody should go. It's very worth.
You got me putting that on my bucket list now.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And another place I think people should go is a waterfall. It's very famous here in Brazil.
Okay. I'm surprised you haven't mentioned the beaches.
It's a in It's beaches. Beaches here, because we have a huge, huge coast in Brazil. So you find amazing beaches in Rio, in the south of Brazil, in the north of Brazil. So, and each one has a unique landscape. They are totally different from each other, but all of them are so beautiful. So it's difficult to say I just go to one beach. My opinion in Bahia, it's the north of Brazil. It's a state that you find amazing beaches, but also in Rio, you have so beautiful beaches. Unfortunately, you didn't have time to hang around, to go to other beaches besides Copacabana, Ipanema, and Leblon. We have so many other beautiful beaches here in Brazil, in Rio.
Right.
So you have to have time to spend here, because you have a list of places and a list of things to do here.
So you mentioned the waterfall, you mentioned the
Amazon, the beaches.
What about inland? Like, I always hear Sao Paulo is, I know I'm saying it wrong, but what's there? Is that the capital of, expand on that city. Is it a city, state, Sao Paulo?
Sao Paulo is the state and also the capital of the state. Sao Paulo is the state, and the capital of Sao Paulo is Sao Paulo.
Oh, it's like,
too.
It's like New York, New York, huh?
New York, New York is like Rio.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah. But Sao Paulo is it's totally different from Rio. I don't know if you visit Sao Paulo.
No, I didn't.
I think so. Came just to Rio. Mm-hmm. It's like New York, I would say. It's like New York, but in a small version. But it's the richest city in Brazil. It's the most important city in Brazil, is São Paulo. Uh-huh. It's not the capital. The capital is Brasília, but the most important city in Brazil is São Paulo, economically speaking.
How is the government broken down there? Like, Is our capital, like here in the United States, we got Washington, D.C., which is our national capital for our country. But then each state have a capital of their state, like Atlanta is the capital of Georgia. Do you guys have your federal government? Where is that capital, your federal government located?
It's Brasília. Brasília, it is in the central part of Brazil. It's in the central.
In your government, you guys have a president, and your government is broken down how? You guys got like a Congress?
Yes, it's the same. It's the same. The same in the United States that we have here in Brazil. We have the federal government with the deputies, federal deputies. We have the states with the governments, and we have the mayors in the cities. It's the
you
same.
Guys are almost identical to our country, like really, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
So, my last question for you is this: what is it that we haven't talked about today that you want people to know about Brazil, or the message that you want to deliver on a podcast today?
Yeah, I don't know how people see Brazil. I don't know really how Brazil is seen internationally, but I would people know that here in Brazil we have a very we have people who really want to make this country a better country to live, because we believe that the opportunities are for everybody. And although we have so many problems here in Brazil, we we're trying to fix them. And this new generation is more aware of the problems, and they are trying to fight against all these kind of bad things we have here. Racism, poverty, and violence. And although we have all these kind of problems here, we are very happy people. And we like to party, and we like to receive all the people who really want to learn to know our country. Everybody is welcome to my country, and I'm sure that they will have a very good experience here. Yes, that's my message.
I want to say thank you for coming on the show. We had a really great, awesome conversation. I really appreciate going down the memory lane. I want to come back to Brazil to experience again. Maybe next time the man and the wife can have a trip that we can just go on. It's on my bucket list now, especially to visit the Amazon. You got me interested in to kind of, you know, come see what it's like. But I really appreciate you coming on the show, and I want to say thank you.
Thank you for having me. And I hope I could share a little bit about my country here. And you are very welcome here, you and your wife, and everybody who wants to know my country.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that is part three of a three-part series of the World Tour with Brazil. I want to say thank you guys for listening, continuing to be my fans, and continue to listen and continue to tune in each and every other week of the Talk About With Thrive podcast. I'm going to be changing up some stuff in the near future, and I'm going to be doing some shorter but more effective episodes. I hope you guys like it. If you got any tips or anything you want to add, just contact me, www.talkaboutwiththrawn.com. You can either reach out to me on Facebook or in the community or wherever it may be. Just reach out, and I love feedback, and I'll take some suggestions. If you want to ever come on the show, let me know. I got a lot of ideas, and I need some guests. Thank you.